Hello and welcome back to the PAL with Reb T, Pirkei Avos Learning, the show where we talk a Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sagely commentary and practical advice to say. I'm your host, Reb T. All previous episodes and seasons are welcome to be viewed at anchor.fm/RebT, that's anchor.fm/RebT. We are in Pirkei Avos using the Yad Avraham here in 5-3, almost at the end. We'll try to make it to a little later in the year, and then we'll take that hiatus, God willing, and come back for Season 4, Bli Neder, with the coming of next year. So right now we're talking about Avraham, one of my favorite characters in the whole Tanakh. Fantastic character, fantastic personality. He was able to single-handedly change the entire world from polytheism at the time, talking about all these fake gods and talking about the one true God, and turning into it monotheism. And he went through 10 trials, and he was the pillar of kindness, which I feel like is a wonderful trait to try to live up to. I feel a connection to it. Hopefully we all can as well. And in this Mishnah, we're talking about the different tests and how great he was that he could stand up to them and why he had the test. So, Asara Nisyonos Nisnasa Avraham Avinu Alav HaShalom V'Amad B'Kulam. In 10 tests, our father, forefather Avraham, peace be upon him, was tested, and he stood up to all of them. Lahodia kama chibaso shel Avraham Avinu, alav shalom. To make known how great is the endearment of our forefather Avraham, peace be upon him. He had these 10 crazy tests. He stood up to all of them. He set the course of all of history to be the first Jew, the first Hebrew, and everything really came from him. And there were different tests according to different shitas, but let's talk about them now. So on 10 occasions, Avraham was subjected to difficult circumstances that challenged his devotion to God and his service. The commentaries, as well as Midrashic sources, differ as to exactly which experiences in Avraham's life are counted in these 10 tests. So Rav explains them as follows. Or Chazam being thrown into the fiery furnace by King Nimrod. Lech Lecha, being commanded by God to leave his homeland, go to an unknown land, an unknown place. Vayehi Rav, being faced with famine in the new land he traveled to, the taking of his wife by the Egyptian ruler Paro, having to fight the four kings who abducted his nephew Lot, Brisbane and Besarim when he was prophetically shown the oppression of his children by the nations, Bris Mila being commanded to circumcise himself at the advanced age of 99, his wife being taken again, this time by Avimelech, king of Gerar, being commanded to send away Hagar and her son Ishmael, his first son before Yitzchak, the Akedah, the penultimate test, being commanded to bring his son Isaac as a sacrificial offering. Other commentaries add additional events in Avraham's life into the test, substituting this challenge for some of those listed above. Rashi counts the Midrashic account of Avraham hiding from Nimrod, King Nimrod, for 13 years in an underground hideaway. And Rav Yonah counts Avraham's having to purchase a burial place for Sarah, while Rambam commentary adds Avraham having to marry Hagar to begin with. Interestingly, the term our father appears here in connection with Avraham's test, while in the previous Mishnah regarding the 10 generations, he is simply referred to as Avraham without our father. In the context of a timeline, Avraham is an individual person who lived during a certain generation, therefore mentioned simply by his own name. The tests, the 10 tests, with which he was challenged successfully, on the other hand, were not significant merely for his own self. Rather, their merit stands forever for the nation that he fathered, who continued to be blessed on account of Avraham, our father. Tosos Yontovitz explains, these great spiritual strengths he acquired through these tests were not reserved for Avraham alone. As we'll learn in another Mishnah, if you have certain traits, you're from Avraham, and other traits, you're from Bilam. Lo Aleinu. These great spiritual strengths really were for the spiritual legacy of his children, the qualities that are inherent in every Jewish soul. For example, the love of the land of Israel, exhibited by Jews throughout the ages, and hopefully by all of us nowadays, is derived from Lech Lecha, while countless holy Jews' readiness to sacrifice their life, as well as the lives of their children, which we should never know, in order to remain faithful to God, comes from the Akedah, as Ruach Chaim points out. He stood up to all of them. Avraham passed all these tests without ever complaining, out of his great love for and devotion to God, as Rashi points out. Further, he actually rose willingly to the challenges, applying himself happily to the tasks at hand. He thereby emerged from the test stronger than ever, rather than weakened and broken. Thus, the Mishnah states precisely that Avraham stood up to all of these tests, as Midrash Shmuel points out. And it's to make known how great is the endearment of our forefather Avraham, peace be upon him. These tests serve to demonstrate the unquestioned unconditioning love Avram had toward God, for throughout all these tests, Avram never asked why he was being subjected to these difficulties. As Rashi points out, regarding which is written in Nechemiah, you chose Avram, you brought him out of our chasm, you found his heart faithful before you, as Magen Avos points out. Also, these tests were recorded in the Torah so that it should be known why God held Avraham so dear more than all the other people of the world, as Tosafot Yom Tov points. This provides an ethical lesson in that it shows us how much a person should be prepared to put himself out to do for God's honor and how much he should accept lovingly without questioning God's ways. Lastly, Avram's 10 tests correspond to the 10 divine statements with which the world was created, indicating that the entire world exists in the merit of Avraham. Furthermore, it is the merit of these 10 tests that the 10 plagues were brought upon the Egyptians in Egypt and at the sea, and that we were saved and protected from them all. We also received the 10... We also received the Ten Commandments, were saved upon violating the commandments and causing the tablets to be broken in the merit of Avram's 10 tests. Likewise, this merit stood for the Jewish nation when it challenged God 10 times in the wilderness, as Rashi and Magen Avos points out. So if we can learn anything from Avram, it's the ability to withstand tests and to stand up to the adversity of the world and to stand up for our Jewishness, for our identity, and to sacrifice what we can in little bits here and there for God's sake. Now in the current crisis, in the current corona epidemic here in 2020, we're asked to do so. We're asked to sacrifice a little bit. We can't go out to our shuls. We can't go out to our schools. We can barely leave our homes. But maybe that's what God wants from us, to sacrifice a little bit, to see how much we can go to still serve God in these limited ways, how much we could go to help our families, to help our wives, to help our children within the home, not outside the home, to sacrifice a little bit. Just like Avram sacrificed and changed the whole world, so too on our minuscule level, we should sacrifice and serve God as best we can from the inside of our homes, because that's what he's asking for us, maybe now in these crazy times. Join us next time as we talk about 10 miracles performed for our ancestors in Egypt here on the PAL with Reb T. And I'm your host, Reb T.